Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Cryptocurrency. It sounds like that may be coming under the Biden administration. Now, mind you, the Trump administration wasn't exactly friendly towards it either. I mean, I don't want to make it sound like I'm pro-Trump, but I'm definitely not pro-government. I'm not pro-regulation. I am in favor of freedom. I'm in favor of the freedom to choose whatever kind of currency you want to use. And the federal government does not want you to have that choice. They are according to this Janet Yellen character, who they're looking at applying, she's going to be likely approved for some Treasury Secretary position, which will have some level of influence over these things. She's saying a crackdown is coming, and that's what you're going to tell us about here tonight. Chris, it's Ian, Chris, and TJ the Spy joining us again.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for being here, Chris.
Always a pleasure.
So the story from ArsTechnica.com, you were sharing her comments at a hearing where she's applying for this job. She's been nominated for this position. Senator Maggie Hassan from New Hampshire started to ask her questions about what to do about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, which is used by criminals, she says.
Well, you're going to create a lot of criminals if you attempt to
outlaw it. Yeah.
And
I don't think they can.
I think they can make examples out of people.
I think that's what they're
going to do.
Yeah.
And they're going to scare people, but I don't think they're going to be able to effectively control it, because think about how many people who have it. If you've got $1 million in the bank, are you going to just surrender your $1 million when the government comes a calling? No, you're just not going to tell them about it, probably.
Well, if you've got $1 million in the bank, going to take it.
I understand. All right. If you have $1 million in cash, yeah, right, and the government says it's illegal to have $1 million in cash, you're not just going to hand it over. You're not going to tell them. You're going to avoid it. And maybe,
yeah,
I mean, it's one of these things that it's like, nobody's going to give up everything, voluntarily. It's just not going to happen.
Well, first of all, they're not going to, I don't think they're going to have any success at actually prohibiting the ownership of cryptocurrency, because ultimately it's a free speech issue. And
it's just math, and you can't ban mathematics.
It's programming.
Government certainly tried before. I think you're right.
I don't think it will hold up in court. As long as the United States has some semblance of freedom of speech.
Well, they're trying to get rid of that.
Well, but they haven't yet, and maybe they will. But for now, as long as that exists, they will not be able to ban cryptocurrencies. What they will do, and I think the story mentions this, is they will target the centralized exchanges.
Yes, the Coinbases, the Bittrexes,
because those are government regulated entities, and they will do whatever it is the government gang tells them to do, and that includes jumping through all kinds of ridiculous hoops.
And here, this is in where lies the problem, I think, with their strategy. So you may have an effect at strangling cryptocurrency up to a point. But the problem is, once it gets past a certain point, and it's already past that point in some areas.
Of, like, adoption, you mean?
Adoption, right. You can't stop it, because effectively, one, you don't control the world.
No.
Two, even within
the
United
States.
These
are global currencies.
Right. Even in the United States, there's areas where you don't need to go to an exchange. You don't need to go to a regulated entity in order to exchange your dollars for crypto, because there's so many people who already have it. You just got to show up to a crypto meeting, or just with friends and family or whatever,
right,
to swap between. And you can accept it, too. So there's not necessarily this requirement that you go through an exchange. So, yeah, you can try to, minimize people's adoption of it, but ultimately, at the end of the day, it's still going to grow and expand, and more people are going to continue to use it as they see other people using it.
I think what we're going to see here is the expansion of the greater usage of what are called decentralized exchanges. We've seen them coming out slowly into the marketplace over the last few years.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The idea of a decentralized exchange, there's one called BISC, B-I-S-Q. Mm-hmm. There's another one called Atomic Dex that the folks over at the Komodo are working on, and I'm sure there's others I don't know about, but the reason why this is going to happen is and I don't know if it mentions it in this story, but FinCEN, which is the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, which is a federal agency.
That's coming up in the next section, I think. Yeah.
Is it? Okay. Well, yeah. then maybe I'll just wait till we get to that part. But they're targeting exchanges already with new regulations, even without this Yellen. This was reported on before Trump left office.
And the FBI has gone after people as well. But
after me right now.
Yeah, well, they
haven't brought charges. They haven't brought charges. They're investigating.
But they've gone after other people, but they're not able to go after them for Bitcoin in and of itself. But that doesn't mean they can't try to get them on Bitcoin and something else, and that something else is the thing that they're actually doing that's technically illegal. But the Bitcoin, mm-hmm. they're going to plead guilty to the Bitcoin in order to get a lesser sentence. Yeah. So then the newspapers run with, you know, people Bitcoin get arrested for using Bitcoin or selling Bitcoin or whatever, and that's technically not...
And it scares people.
Right. It's not headlines really like what that. Happened. It's more of a manipulation of reality. Right. It's people were simply forced into pleading guilty to something that they technically wasn't illegal, but they pled guilty to it anyway, so there was no trial.
Correct.
And then it sounds like it's illegal, but it's technically it's
not. A good example of what you're talking about would be someone who was selling Bitcoin on a website like localbitcoins.com, and that's not illegal. That is a legal act to take a thing that you have and sell it for another thing, right?
Right.
To sell a product for money is completely legal act, at least in the United States. But what they might have done is agreed to sell Bitcoin to somebody who told them they were a heroin dealer.
Yes.
And then after they do that, now they're guilty of money laundering.
And the thing is...
And so then what they get charged with is quote-unquote money laundering, but also running a money services business without a license.
Unlicensed MSB or...
They could have probably beaten that charge if that were the only charge they were coming at them with, but they aren't, so they pled guilty for the whole shebang. And
I think it's that. Slightly different, the tactic that they're using. I don't think it's the MSB thing that they were going after. It was the... if you sell something and you continue with the transaction where you know somebody's committing a crime,
that's called money laundering.
Using the using the thing that you're.
But that's the one they couldn't beat. The money laundering charge, they have them dead to rights because they usually have a record of them. You know, it's an undercover agent who says, "Well, I am a Russian heroin dealer."
Yes.
You know?
And if I buy Bitcoin, I am going to use it to buy heroin.
Yeah.
And by the way, just as some friendly legal advice, if you are selling Bitcoin...
You're not an attorney, by the way.
I am not an attorney, but I give free legal advice all the time in violation of the law. I'm hoping the government...
I love that.
All right.
It's free legal advice, totally not binding, but if you are selling Bitcoin and during the course of the transaction they say, yeah, I'm going to do something illegal with it, you should immediately
turn around
and
walk away.
Walk away, yes, because I guarantee you, you may or may not be getting set up, but it's much safer just to say, look,
ain't worth it.
I have to terminate this transaction because you told me you were going to do something illegal with it. Or you told me you were going to structure it, so Title 31, Section 5324, it's illegal to take, there's currency transaction reports if you do $10,000 or more at a bank. And that's not illegal, but if you attempt to avoid the reporting requirement, that is illegal. So they can go after you. If you take $10,000 or more of cash and break it up into small amounts under $10,000 so that they don't trigger that report, that's called structuring. And it is a felony, and you will go to jail for it. They prosecute people and seize your money all the time.
Didn't they carve out an exception to that in recent years? I feel like
not to my knowledge, because that's what they came after me for. When I was prosecuted for money laundering, it was actually structuring. They said that I took my own money, stuck it in the slot machine, and got vouchers, and then took those vouchers and redeemed them for cash. Hmm. And they said I was trying to avoid the filing of one of these currency transaction reports. Hmm. And so it was a very serious crime. I was facing 5 to 15 years in prison for money laundering. And my attorney, thank God, he was both Jewish and very expensive. And he got me, he said, we're not pleading deal, this charge is BS.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, whenever you know, I asked him, I said, I'm scared. And he said, well, don't be, because this charge is BS, we're going to beat it. And I was glad that I had a really good attorney, because I know a lot of people don't have good legal counsel out there. You know, and it's kind of a shame.
And that's how they get away with scaring people and making them think that it's illegal to do something with Bitcoin or own it or sell it or whatever.
But it's not, and I don't think they're going to make that illegal. But what they're talking about with FinCEN, I think you like you said, it's going to get into it.
Yep.
The new FinCEN rules that were proposed, and this was like back in December, were going to require the centralized exchanges to start doing even more record keeping than they already are. So when you sign up for an exchange, it's a very invasive process. They want to see your ID. They want to know all kinds of details about you, and
and they ask you questions and like, where'd you get the money from? And, you know, all kinds of stuff. They keep all these records. And now they're talking about, oh, you want to withdraw some Bitcoin from the exchange? Well, now we need you to certify that you're the owner of the address to which you're withdrawing. Or if it's not you, we need to know to whom you are withdrawing.
Yep.
That sort of thing. And so they're going to keep even more records about you. So we'll continue here. 603-283-6160, and we'll hear more about this Janet Yellen and her plans to crack down on cryptocurrency. Will it actually affect the price? Has it already? It's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it! You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
What if you want to hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live, but all you have is your phone, you forgot to download our archive, and you have no data connection? You can call our listen line at 641-793-0191. That's a long-distance number, so you may incur charges. If not, listen as long as you want. 641-793-0191. The Free Talk Live listen line, 641-793-0191.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now, or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
FM into more ears. Visit promote.lrn.fm for a free bumper sticker, flyers, banners, graphics, and more. Promote.lrn.fm.
This is live, and you're invited to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That is 603-283-6160. You can join us here, bring up whatever you want. Though we're talking about cryptocurrency, and is a crackdown coming? Janet Yellen is the current appointee or the potential appointee to a political position known as the Secretary of the Treasury. She was asked some questions while she was being interviewed about this particular role, and one of the questions was about cryptocurrency and what she wanted to do about it. We'll continue with that discussion here in just a moment. But Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and the freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, freedomsphoenix.com has them. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's freedomswithanSphoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And TJ the Spy.
And so, Chris, continue here with us on ArsTechnica.com, where the story about possible crackdown on crypto.
Yeah, so they're basically talking about the new rules that they're going to try to use to tighten...
tighten the noose.
Yeah. Tighten the screws on cryptocurrency-based money laundering. So under the new rules,
which is, by the way, already illegal.
Yes. Okay. Money laundering is already illegal.
Yeah. Under the new rules, cryptocurrency based exchanges would need to file transaction reports with FinCEN anytime a customer made a cryptocurrency transaction worth more than $10,000.
There's that magic number again.
Which it's kind of curious because I'm no expert on this. But there's already, regulations on businesses that sell and accept cash over a certain amount.
That's right.
And so I would think that would already apply.
Most of these crypto, I don't think it would, because most of these crypto transactions aren't for cash. A lot of them are for crypto to crypto, meaning that they would trade, say, Bitcoin for Bitcoin Cash, or Bitcoin for
Litecoin.
Dash, or Litecoin, or
vice versa. Because they're not involving fiat currency.
Not at all.
So they wouldn't apply. Interest.
They're just little digital thingies that are,
being
traded.
So you think that they're trying to add to the regulations to be able to go after conversion between cryptocurrencies, not
that's
simply.
What it sounds like to me there.
Yeah,
they're
maybe.
saying that if the amount of Dash that you sold for Bitcoin or vice versa but is worth
the way they word this, it doesn't sound like that though. Let me continue.
Okay.
This would mirror existing rules requiring conventional banks to report when customers make cash withdrawals or deposits worth more than $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, that to me sounds like,
but that has to do with cash, right? If they're going to require...
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, and it could just be the journalist doesn't know what they're actually proposing.
There's
always a breakdown between the legal...
That's a possibility.
...land
definitely.
Stuff.
I don't know. It definitely does seem... Something doesn't seem right to me because I'm pretty sure there's already... I mean,
it seems crazy. The whole thing's crazy. If I've got $10,000 worth of Bitcoin, or $11,000 worth of Bitcoin, and I decide I think Dash is going to go up, so I trade it all for Dash, is that going to be a reportable event? And then I trade it all back because I get cold feet about Dash, and I want to go back to Bitcoin.
Definitely what you're saying definitely seems like it makes more sense, right?
So normally, none of this makes sense.
Well, I mean, the way it's worded here in the story, I think, doesn't make much sense because they're saying it's not illegal, but I feel like it kind of is. But I think what you're saying is that they're targeting the conversion between cryptocurrencies,
which makes
more sense. Well, I think that makes more sense because normally, if you were one of the things that they certainly go after businesses for is when cartels go and they buy up like expensive items like jewels,
diamonds,
for example, or fur coats and things of that nature, very high ticket items, and they do that in order to basically launder the money.
Sure.
And that's money that's considered money laundering.
But it's not money laundering when you don't have any legal business. So money laundering, as I understand it, is only if you have done something illegal, so prostitution or drug dealing or something like that, you have proceeds from that illegal activity because you got paid for it. You then take those proceeds and you try to put them into the system.
Yes,
so
put them in a bank.
Maybe,
yeah.
But there's also regulations, as I understand it, on if the transaction is over a certain amount, it has to be reported.
But that doesn't have to do with money laundering.
Correct.
That might be. Now, there is like
that may result in an investigation for money laundering because if you put $11,000 into a bank account and a cash transaction report is filed, in theory they could use that to say what's going on with this probably won't because cash transaction reports are pretty regular.
Their cash transaction reports happen all the time. And it's not just banks, it's businesses as well. But the reason that most businesses don't have to file a report, and it might have a slightly different name. What a business has to do than a bank, but most businesses don't have to do it because most businesses that are selling goods that are over $10,000, they're getting either a money order or a wire transfer or a check or something like that. Mm-hmm. And that, because that's an electronic means,
it's exempt. That's right.
So if I were to take, for example, I sell large dollar amounts worth of technology gear all the time, but how often have I gotten over $10,000 worth of cash? And I can tell you, I don't think I've ever gotten over $10,000 worth of cash.
And let me give you some legal.
So it's not applicable, but it would be if I did decide to take $50,000 from some corporation that wants to buy Wi-Fi cards from us.
Yes, and I will tell you, it's called Form 4300, a FinCEN Form 4300. If you're a private business and someone comes in and says, hey, I'd like to buy $10,000 or more of goods in a single day, and they pay you in cash or currency equivalents, you have to file a Form 4300 with the IRS reporting that person's social, their name, their ID.
Right.
To let them know that you're a business. And if you willfully fail to do that, it doesn't matter if it was willful or not, but if you fail to do that, it is a serious felony. They can come and seize all of your business. They can seize the money. They can seize the money he gave you.
How is anyone supposed to know that? Because, I mean, look, with a bank,
businesses don't. That's
right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. With a bank, there are Bank Secrecy Act regulators.
Yes.
So the bankers have compliance officers. They know all this stuff from top to bottom. You know, you get trained on it when you start working at the bank, even as a teller.
This is something that they use to go after people they don't like. It has nothing to do with, you know, any kind of, like, moral, you know.
So usually what happens...
It's more of a persecution thing. It's it. It's all it comes down to.
Yeah. Usually the way the police will get, like, a car dealership or something is they'll come in, a drug dealer will come in and say, I'd like to purchase 10 Mercedes, and he'll pay $5 million in cash or whatever, and they'll arrest the car dealership because they'll say, come on, any reasonable person should have known there was no reasonable way that this guy could have been legit. You should have looked at him and said, who pays $5 million in cash?
Mm-hmm. A rich dude who doesn't want to have his information, kept. Privacy.
And
I can totally understand that.
Well, so usually they'll have him on tape going like, oh, yes, I'm a very successful drug lord, and I'd like to buy one of your cars and pay cash.
Well, then that's money laundering.
Yes, that's money laundering.
Yeah.
So...
All right. 603-283-6160. We're going to continue here. There's more from the Janet Yellen cryptocurrency crackdown here, or potential crackdown. It sounds like they're going to make it even harder for centralized exchanges to operate, which, as far as I'm concerned, good. I mean, I don't support the regulations, but if it drives more people off of the centralized exchanges and drives them to alternatives, then that will be a good side of this, whether it's an unintended consequence, but that will be a good side of it.
Yeah, I kind of agree.
If more people start looking at decentralized solutions. More coming up here. Free Talk Live. I'm grateful to have heard from some of our satellite listeners recently. I appreciate knowing that people are out there who like what we do and are willing to support it financially. LRN.FM's free-to-air satellite feeds blanket most of two continents. It was my goal to put our channel there so people without internet could receive our programs and feed pirate radio stations. We started a fundraiser on Patreon a few years ago to back the satellite channels. I recently announced that I was considering canceling the feeds, and donations increased from 15 to 20% of our costs, which are around $1,000 per month. That's a good start, and to incentivize more contributions, the Shire Free Church will be matching every dollar. Can we reach $500 per month? With your help, we can. You can join our satellite fundraiser for just $2 a month at fund.lrn.fm. If we raise enough to keep both of the channels on the air, awesome. If we raise more, I'll add more channels. If not, we can shut them down and go internet only. It's up to you. Thank you for your support. fund.lrn.fm.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the articles of impeachment against former President Trump will arrive soon.
I've spoken to Speaker Pelosi, who informed me that the articles will be delivered to the Senate on Monday.
The New York Democrat also saying the former president will receive a fair and full trial in the Senate, but he did not say when it will start. The United States saw a slight drop in the number of daily deaths from the coronavirus on Thursday. The COVID tracking project saying just over 3,800 people died from coronavirus, down from just over 4,000 the day before. The confirmation parade continues for President Joe Biden, Lloyd Austin becoming the first black defense secretary, the Senate confirming the retired Army general in a 93-2 vote. You're listening to USA Radio News. Governors across the nation are bringing their National Guard troops from Washington, D.C. home after reports that troops were kicked out of the Capitol overnight. One of those governors, New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu, saying,
"Well, you know, when people call for help, we're always willing to stand up. The men and women of the New Hampshire National Guard, they take on any challenge, and they've really been phenomenal. They never complain. They headed down, and they did a great job, as we did, I think, the National Guard of all across this country, 25,000 of them. So needless to say, when we saw some of the images that were coming back, heard some of the stories, you know, my guards, men and women, they don't complain. And I'm not going to let them sit in a situation after serving the country so bravely, doing what they had to do in the nation's capital during a lot of time of real strife, to be put in a situation of that kind of disrespect. So I pulled them out immediately this morning."
Patrick Mahomes is expected to be under center Sunday for the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. ESPN reporting the Kansas City quarterback is out of concussion protocol. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
In HD on Twitch. Please follow and share at twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm.
It's Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160 is our number here if you want to join the show. We're talking about cryptocurrency being targeted by the federal government. And look, don't be fooled. It's not just this Janet Yellen person. It's not just the Biden administration. It was the Trump administration as well. They had a guy named Steve Mnuchin, who I don't know if he still works for the feds, but he was, I think, a Trump appointee. I don't know if it was the exact same position, Secretary of the Treasury or whatever the hell he did, but he was also anti-cryptocurrency.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So, I mean, this is nothing new.
There's politicians all over the world who are, especially on the left, who are really, really anti-crypto.
Well, because the ones that actually know about the monetary, because there's plenty of politicians that don't know jack diddly about money, right?
Yeah.
Like, they just know they want it.
They want it and they want to spend it.
Yeah. But these people know about fractional reserve banking, and they know about what government, you know, inflation is, and they know about it all, this whole scam. And so they know that cryptocurrency is a threat. They know that that Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies that are completely independent from their system are an absolute threat to the power and the hegemony of the U.S. dollar and the other fiat government monies out there around the planet. So they are afraid, and that's why they are lashing out like they are. We're going to continue with the story here. Of course, you're welcome to join us again, 603-283-6160. And I want to say thank you before we continue to Keenan, who is a Free Talk Live Silver Amplifier, meaning Keenan is contributing $5 a month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And it is a way for you to get behind what we do here on Free Talk Live and help us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations. We just crossed the 190 station threshold this week. So, again, thank you to Keenan and everybody else who amps the show. You get some cool perks. You get some bonuses for doing that. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com, sign up with Bitcoin if you like, or you can use your debit card or credit card or PayPal to sign up over at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. Chris, let's continue with the proposals here. What do they have in mind for crypto?
This is absolutely insane, this one, this next one I'm going to bring up. So even more controversial in the cryptocurrency world, FinCEN wants to impose new record-keeping requirements for transactions involving users who manage their own private keys. I love how they word this, too. It's they're talking about self-hosted wallets, mm-hmm. but they're calling it unhosted wallets.
Mm. Okay.
Under FinCEN's proposal, if a cryptocurrency exchange's customer sends more than $3,000, so even lower than banks,
right,
an unhosted wallet, the exchange would be required to keep records on the transaction. They're talking about you. You would be required to keep records on the transaction because you're not using an exchange.
No. They're saying if you're sending it from your exchange. They're saying if you have an exchange account and you are sending off of the exchange.
But this is an unhosted wallet, meaning it's self-hosted.
That's what they're saying. Read it again.
Okay. Even more controversial in the cryptocurrency world, FinCEN wants to impose new record-keeping requirements for transactions involving users who manage their own private keys, mm-hmm. dubbed unhosted wallets. So they're talking about people who are not using an exchange.
But keep going.
Under FinCEN's proposal, if a cryptocurrency exchange's customer sends...
Exchange's customer. If a cryptocurrency exchange's customer sends, meaning that you have a crypto exchange account.
Coinbase, or whatever, Kraken, and
Gemini, and you have an account on this centralized exchange, and you're saying, I want to not keep my crypto on the exchange.
Okay, so they're talking about sending it from a hosted wallet then to an unhosted wallet.
That is correct.
Okay.
So let me explain a little further.
Go ahead.
So what they want is, one of the things they proposed last year, was that the exchanges would share information. So the exchanges would share from one to the next and say, well, we have all these different addresses for Bitcoin. Okay? Because, you know, they can identify that, right? Like, they have a database that shows all the addresses they've got and who they're associated with. Okay? So when you have an exchange account, they have an address that's associated. It's your deposit address. So if you want to send your crypto to your exchange account, they give you the address and you send it to the account. So they wanted to make it so that each exchange was sending that data to All right. one another. That way, the exchanges would know when you were withdrawing from your Binance.us account and you're sending it to your Kraken account, Binance would know that you were sending to another exchange and vice versa. They don't have that data right now, so they were going to require all the exchanges do that. This would take it to another level. So that would mean that if you were not sending to another exchange from the current exchange that you have your Bitcoin on, and instead sending it to a wallet that they didn't know what it was, they would then require what you're about to say.
Well, so what do they want then? Are they saying
what's the next sentence?
They're saying identity of the customer who initiated the payment.
Just continue with what the sentence was. I'll start from a little bit further back.
Let's see. Under FinCEN's proposal, if a cryptocurrency exchange's customer needs more than $3,000 or sends more than $3,000 mm-hmm. to an unhosted wallet, the exchange would be required to keep a record of the transaction, including
Which
the identity
have.
Of
yes.
the customer who initiated the payment. But they already would
they
have
already
that.
Have that.
That's yeah. Right. So I'm not sure.
I think the government would say you have to keep a record and maybe file something with us. Is that
Anywhere Does it
there?
Say more, though?
I'll
that?
Keep reading. Yeah. Let's see here. These new rules didn't take effect before Trump left office, so the incoming Biden team will need to decide what to do with them. The Biden administration could sign off on existing rules, rewrite them, or scrap them altogether. It's not giving us any more information on it.
What I think there's a point they're leaving out, and I only know this because I've read about this proposal.
Yeah, fair enough.
If you withdraw more than $3,000 yeah. to an unhosted wallet, to your own personal wallet, like an Edge wallet or Exodus wallet or one of these other personal crypto wallets, and the exchange would then require you to certify. Now, how they are going to prove this, I don't know. But they would then require you to say, yes, this is my wallet. that I am sending this to. I am the owner of this wallet that I'm sending this these coins to.
So it would be, you wouldn't be allowed to send it to any wallet that was not your own?
I don't know if that would also be the case. They may require that you identify any other wallets. That,
because it's saying identify to. The sender.
They're saying identify the wallet of to whom you are sending. Meaning if it is your wallet, you would have to say, it's my wallet.
That's not. I mean, that's not how I'm reading this, but I'm. Let me read this again because this is just sounds so insane.
I think we're already on the fourth time
of reading. I know. Because it says
they're leaving out some. They're leaving out some information. Is what I'm telling you here.
Okay. Yeah, because it's saying it's from the identity of the sender. That's what I don't understand. How could it be that? Why would they already have that?
Yeah, they do already have that information. So they're just saying they're going to require them to keep the information they're already keeping on you. I mean, it's that part's pretty stupid.
I don't understand
but I know. That's because they're not saying the other part of the proposal, which
okay.
is to say that they will also require you to certify that it is your address to which you are sending.
Okay.
The crypto.
Okay.
Because if you give me your address for Bitcoin,
right.
and I go into my exchange account and I order a withdrawal from my account to your address,
right.
I can do that right now.
Sure.
They may be trying to stop that from happening, or they may be requiring me to identify you. As the recipient, like they may
okay.
require an extra step, basically. So right now, if you go on into a Bitcoin exchange and you say, I want to withdraw this, you can tell it which address to withdraw to, and then you usually have to, like, confirm with the confirmation code to make sure it was actually you that was doing this. But what they're going to say now is type in the name of the person who owns this address.
See, this is the problem.
Or
with,
they would maybe give them their social security number
right.
or what else.
This is the problem
right.
with reading these stories. Like, it's missing critical information.
It is.
Well, sometimes journalists get it wrong. Shocker, shocker.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah, yeah.
But that's what they're talking about. They're talking about trying to show even more information about where people are withdrawing their crypto to. Now, the thing is, it's not really going to do anything except make it so you got to do an extra hop, right? So
right.
If you want to send your crypto to somebody after that point, well, they can't require, at least not yet, it would be very hard for them to require the sender to identify the next and the following and the third and the fourth and the fifth wallets to which you can then send
well,
from your personal wallet.
Even if you could identify who you sent it to, right?
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to be able to identify the person who they sent it to?
You can't.
Like,
you can't, and that's where the trail ends, basically.
Yeah.
And especially if you're using Monero, the trail is already going to be over as soon as you send it away the first
right,
time.
Right,
which is, of course, why we're seeing some exchanges, like the Bittrex Exchange, which is a U.S.-based exchange,
yeah.
banned Monero
and
Zcash, and even
and Dash
from their exchange.
That's
so I think,
crazy.
I think you're going to see more of that coming soon, is these exchanges are going to be too afraid of the federal government. Any U.S.-based exchange, I think, is likely going to be following suit and banning all privacy coins. More coming up.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542. 8542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Help support our international satellite channels at patreon.lrn.fm. That's patreon.lrn.fm.
Free Talk Live and the number 603-283-6160. You're invited. If you want to join us here, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. We're talking about some money-related stuff here tonight. The latest federal attack on cryptocurrency, trying to regulate the exchanges basically out of business, making it very difficult to purchase cryptocurrency. It's already so invasive, these exchanges, to get on any one of these centralized exchanges. It is shocking, the questions that they ask and how awful.
Kraken made me upload my ID, and they made me take a picture of myself holding my ID.
Oh, yeah.
With a statement in my handwriting saying that it was me.
That's actually pretty standard these days.
Yeah. This is why I refuse to get on an exchange. It disturbs me to no end that they're asking for all this information.
And it doesn't end there.
No, it doesn't.
Because what happens is after you've jumped through those hoops, TJ, they'll then come back later after you've actually started to use the exchange. Then they'll start to pepper you with more questions about where'd you get the money from? What's the proof of the source of funds, as they call it? And then they want to know, you know, they've got like a 10-question survey that they're trying to get into all your business about. And even then, it doesn't end. In fact, our co-host Mark Edge had used Kraken to sell some Bitcoin that he had because they're buying a house with his mom down in Florida, or for his mom or whatever. And so he was using Kraken for the purpose that it exists, to buy and sell Bitcoin. And in this case, to sell the Bitcoin. They withdrew the cash. So once they sold the Bitcoin, they had U.S. dollars in their balance at Kraken. And said, all right, well, let's withdraw that via wire transfer. And Kraken closed their account. And then when they asked why, and normally they won't even answer these questions as far as why, they were told, well, you shouldn't be withdrawing so much money.
Oh, wow.
And then his bank came at him and said, we're closing your account.
Mm. Wait, really?
Yeah. All for sending money to buy a house.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And Kraken itself is now actually a bank. So they were the first crypto exchange in the United States to get a bank status from the state of Wyoming, which did some...
I don't think most people don't fully comprehend just how dangerous regulated banking is, because they're ordinary individuals, and they're not used to banks cracking down on,
you're just doing something
right,
normal.
Ordinary activities,
right.
But they do. They actually do. They go after all sorts of people that the governments don't like, and even people who are doing completely legal businesses, whether it be a legal marijuana operation, mm-hmm. or somebody who was in the sex industry 20 years ago or 30 years ago. You know, they have closed bank accounts, yep. of not people who were porn stars now, and I'm talking about legal porn stars, but people who were porn stars 20 years ago who up until recently had an account for 20 years or more at these banks, they shut them all down.
Yeah, well, and of course, as we found out
across
recently,
the industry, the banking industry.
Then there's also the gym in New Jersey, the Attila's Gym.
Right, that's another great example.
Was targeted, and they had $165,000 or $170,000 lifted right out of their bank account.
Yep.
Clean the account out by the state of New Jersey.
Yeah. Keeping your money in the bank is very dangerous.
It's highly risky.
Very risky, because people think, oh, my money's safe in the bank.
No,
well,
it's not.
Panos and Katie Eliopoulos here in Keene, they were business owners, and mm-hmm. they found out very quickly, all it takes is the DEA can show up with a piece of paper and say, give us all the money in that account.
That's what happened.
I think
yep.
the lesson that people should take away from all this is that it's not that you can, and honestly, like, if you're a human being and you're not poor, you probably have a bank account and you need to have one,
mm-hmm.
but that doesn't necessarily mean you have to keep all your money in a bank account.
Yes.
And so you want to minimize,
just keep what
the
you need in
of
there, yeah.
dollars in that account to what you need, and right. then throw the money into, that you're pulling in into investments and businesses and things that are harder to seize,
yep.
harder to shut down,
yep.
harder to attack.
That's the one thing about Bitcoin that I love that drew it to me. I think I heard about Bitcoin first in 2011. But I realized it was a type of money that the government couldn't seize from you, even if they knew you
easily,
had it.
Easily. They could potentially raid your house and seize your computer.
Not even if they seize your computer. What if you have a brain wallet?
If your key's encrypted, then they can't do anything.
Yeah,
like
there are things called...
assuming that your private keys are private, so that was the one assumption.
There's operational security issues, though, and let's be honest, most people don't... their computers are not encrypted. They're not all. Mm-hmm. And even if they
I'm
are.
I'm not saying it, I'm typical use case. I'm just saying it in a theoretical.
It makes it harder, even if it's nothing
very
encrypted,
hard.
Right?
I can tell the government, oh, I have 5 Bitcoin. Guess what? They can't take it from me because they don't have my private keys.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Until they raid your house and seize your computer.
No, if it's encrypted, then they can't do anything with your seized computer.
They are never going to get my encrypted keys.
Back up your keys to multiple locations and encrypted
right.
files.
I don't know if Ross had his stuff encrypted.
He did not.
Well, they seriously?
Also got,
not at all?
He did, but they had an argument. So two
oh,
agents.
Oh, right, right, right. It was a live raid. But this is the whole point. Live forensics, right? That's exactly what my whole point was. Like, there is this thing called live forensics where even if you are not... even if you do the encryption, they can come in and they can basically get your encryption keys if the computer is on at the time in which they seize it. So
if you're in the encrypted file and that's open at the time that they seize it, then yes.
Yeah.
However, if you're encrypted...
Potentially even if it's closed because... Okay, so oftentimes... With the live forensics, what they do is they can search the memory
mm-hmm.
for the encryption key. So even if the program is closed, it mm-hmm. might still be in there.
I see what you're saying.
And there's definitely programs where they haven't – you could definitely pull the key out.
Yeah.
And you can even test it because it's not that hard. All you got to do is basically – this is on Linux, but you can grep the memory and mm-hmm. you can see that your key is stored in memory. Or
mm-hmm.
there might be something equivalent on Windows you can do basically to the same effect and
but
actually
my,
see it yourself.
I still
even.
Stand by my original point. Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and Dash and Litecoin and all these cryptos, if you – protect your key and have a backup and keep your key secret.
It's the safest situation.
With gold and silver, you bury that. If someone finds your cash, they can steal your money.
That's
or
right.
if you keep your gold and silver in a safe deposit box, or
that's
if you keep it in
gone.
A safe...
Crypto is definitely the safest thing you can do,
But it's not perfect.
Yeah, it's not perfect.
The operational security is where you're going to fail, and that's where everybody fails.
I mean,
it's not crypto's fault if you let your keys out there.
If you disable your swap and you shut your computer down, you're good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but if you leave your computer on 24/7 like most people do...
I don't think most people do.
Really?
I don't think so.
Okay.
What do you think, TJ? Do most people leave their computers on 24/7?
You know, I wouldn't know. I leave mine on 24/7, but I keep it locked down.
Yeah.
So I have a password locked.
I think a lot of people do.
Yeah. All right. If you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. Well, cryptocurrency is not something that Peter Schiff recommends.
Yes.
Peter Schiff is a gold bug and is also a gold seller. So he has interest in selling you gold, which, by the way, I like gold. I wouldn't buy it from Peter Schiff personally, but I like gold. I like silver. I like gold backs specifically. I think those are really cool.
Definitely.
They've been very, very popular here in New Hampshire and Utah where they came out. And we're going to see that, I think, grow over the next few years. It's already had an incredible growth. But anyway, let's talk about what Euro-Pacific Capital chief economist and strategist Peter Schiff, according to FoxBusiness.com, said that cryptocurrency investors are fools on Monday after Bitcoin took a major dip in the market after reaching record-breaking highs against the dollar. Now, by the way, this wasn't this Monday. This was, I think, a couple weeks ago. January 11th was when this was published. But it did take another dip this week. Actually, a couple days ago, it dipped down below $30,000. It's now at around $33,000, $34,000 today. Quote, all Bitcoin is the latest iteration of fool's gold, and anybody buying it is ultimately a fool. Apparently, he's also including his own son.
Yes.
In that list. Schiff told Fox Business is making money with Charles Payne. Schiff explained Bitcoin investors who were able to sell after the stock's recent joyride, it's not a stock. I'd like to clarify for whoever wrote this story at Fox Business, Bitcoin is not a stock. A stock is a share in a company, and Bitcoin is not a company. Bitcoin is a piece of software. It is an open source thing.
Do you ever get the sense that journalists sometimes don't know what they're talking about when they write their story?
Most of the time.
Yeah, and also it's also not a stock because it's not regulated by the government. You know, every stock that's out there, there's all these government regulations that are attached to it. You can't just go and sign up for E-Trade or Robinhood or whatever the top is. Even E-Trade even a thing anymore? But Robinhood, which is a very popular app online for buying and selling stocks, they want to ID you. They want to know who you are. They want to know your social security number. So if you buy a stock and then sell it later, they can report you to the federal government. With Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, you can just go create a wallet, like with Edge Wallet, for instance, or Exodus Wallet, and you don't have to tell anyone that it exists. They won't tell anyone that it exists.
Well, I mean, you're going to have to tell somebody if you want to get that wallet.
That's true.
With something.
That's true.
Probably, unless you mine your own crypto.
Schiff explained Bitcoin investors are merely selling to other buyers who don't recognize it's all a scheme. However, he added, most people who don't sell are under the delusion that Bitcoin will someday turn to cash. He said it's never going to be money. It doesn't fit the very definition of money.
Could have fooled me. I buy stuff with it all the time.
Let's talk about that coming up. Is Bitcoin money? You want to comment? Join us here, 603-283-6160. Hour 3 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living to survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war. Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique
unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.